Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you're having a good start to your day or end of the day, whenever it may be. It's a really, really interesting day for me. Why is that? Well, I've been stalking, waiting, patiently waiting for quite some time now for opportunities, pullbacks, trading opportunities. And I've been waiting for the 4 hour and 8 hour for the most part now. We've actually got a pullback, not a very good pullback on Bitcoin. There was an opportunity there, but I was asleep at that time. We have got some really, really fantastic pullbacks on the 8 hour candles here. Now, this is where patience comes into another level as well here, guys. You know, a lot of people haven't got the patience to wait for the setups to occur. I do. I've got plenty of patience. I've got plenty of time. I'm not going anywhere. Across a lot of my watch list, and I just did a video on Market View, which is my daily trading videos that I put out for subscribers, and I've just gone in and I've done a full list of what I'm stalking right now, and that's all against Bitcoin. It's basically a Bitcoin list of stalking. Some absolute cracking opportunities starting to crop up along the wonderful path of trading against Bitcoin. Now, of course, on many of these, there is no leverage, but that's okay. In many respects, for a lot of people, it makes it a lot easier as far as, you know, you're trading your Bitcoin stash. So you're trading Bitcoin against something like, let's say, OneChain, right? If OneChain increases in value, it's increasing your value of Bitcoin, of course, then Bitcoin goes back to dollars. So as we're seeing Bitcoin just sort of tenderly wander its way up, which is wonderful to see, we are also seeing the market, other areas of the market, like the alt market, outperform Bitcoin. And this is where these trends come about. Now, if this is something that you're not really that familiar with, if it's not something you understand, then I suggest that you learn it because it's really important. Understanding how these markets are moving and understanding how to take advantage of them is incredibly important. Now, I've been talking a lot lately about the fact that we've got to be patient. It's been echoed throughout all the content that I've been doing. For those of you that are not already in there, guys, get onto the free bi-weekly video newsletter. Why? Just do it. There's heaps of good content. I don't shill stuff. I don't smack you with heaps of emails. It's literally trading information and it's of a higher standard too. So what you get on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, that's all there, that's all great, but the stuff I do in the bi-weekly video newsletter, it is of a higher level. Why? Because you've committed to come into that group, so I'm supposing that you are, you know, committed to actually trading well. So yeah, I do work very hard to make sure that you know, that's good stuff. Anyway, getting back to it, bottom line is this: we've got to be patient. I have been patient. The opportunities have presented themselves. Bitcoin still looks pretty bullish to me. You know, it didn't pull back as deep as I would have hoped. I was hoping to get us back into maybe 6,800, even maybe 6,900 would have been all right, but 6,800 was sort of the area that I was looking for. That being said, I'm probably just a bit sour because the 4 hour did give a setup, not the best, but it wasn't bad either. And I didn't get to take that because I was cracking out some Z's, i.e. sleeping. So it's really, really important now, guys, to just keep your head on a swivel, to reference Anchorman, the best movie of all time, basically because, you know, we have some very, very nice trends. Don't FOMO here, guys. Don't FOMO here. A lot of people are getting a little bit impatient, and I can understand that. But don't forget, patience is what makes the trader, okay? Patience is what makes the trader. So we've been patient for a very, very long time. If you know what you're doing, I will tell you this. There are a number of crypto cradle trades setting up out there. These candles will close at 10 a.m. Sydney time. This is when the little candles will become either little or big, and then the next candle will open at 10 a.m. in the morning. That is when you need to be available, keeping an eye on these charts. Now, it might take a lot longer for them to trigger, but this is when they will set up. So today it's about timing. Okay, today it's about timing. It appears that many of these will set up at 10 o'clock, and that's when you need to be there. Trading against Bitcoin, you don't need to worry about leverage there. You're just going to be buying tokens if you decide to trade and hoping that your Bitcoin stack grows against those positions. Now, one of the other benefits to that, although one of the pros and cons, is it's very difficult to manage your risk there. Why? Because Bitcoin is very volatile. It moves around a lot. So if I say get long one chain against Bitcoin, and one chain can still go up in value, but Bitcoin performs and goes up in value more than one chain, well, I'll get stopped out of my one chain back into Bitcoin. So it's kind of a win-win almost. Not quite, but you know what I mean? You're moving into, if Bitcoin performs well, you're moving back into Bitcoin. That's kind of what you want anyway. If Bitcoin is going to take off, you want to be in it. And if one chain or one of these others is going to take off ahead of Bitcoin, then you want to grow your Bitcoin stack. So it's a different way of trading. It's a way that I'm more than comfortable with. You don't get the leverage. So, you know, you've got to be sort of one for one, but that's okay with me because in crypto, obviously we can get a 30% move in the space of a couple of days. So, you know, it's not that big of a big deal. Get in there, guys. Don't forget, I'm on Instagram now, Trader Cobb. Get across the Twitter, get across the Facebook, and get stuck in. Have a great day, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.